All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams. It's Krista Mornings. We are here doing second date update. You know, Aaron, you managed to get yourself a first date. You think it's going great, and then the person, for some reason, does not get back to you. It's called ghosting. It sucks, and you feel like a horrible person inside.
It's way too common.
It is.
It's very sad.
It is. Today, we're actually talking to James because he decided to tell us, hey, I can't get a hold of the girl, Bailey. Good morning, James. How are you?
Hi. How's it going?
Good, my man. So you emailed us that you went out on a date with Bailey. How did you two hook up? Like, how did you meet?
We met at a study group. And so we're basically studying for our exams and stuff. Mm-hmm. Big exam coming up. And we just connected. We just clicked. And so I asked her out. And we went to the movies.
Yeah.
And so we went to the movies. It was a cool thing. Everything was going smooth. And then all of a sudden, she like freaked out, dropped the popcorn on me.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if she did that on purpose or not, but she just like dropped it and then like rushed out the theater. And I was just like, what? And the thing was, too, she was my ride.
Oh.
So I was like stuck by myself, and I had to call my friend to pick me up when he was like kind of pissed off. And
oh, yeah.
So yeah. You're at the movie. What movie did you guys go see?
I went to see Thor.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
It was hard for me to concentrate because I was kind of worried. I kind of was like freaking out, like what happened, you know?
So were you guys like talking beforehand at this movie, or were you already in the movie and then you feel like, oh my God, did I do something wrong? Did I like, you know, not offer the popcorn to her, or did you put like your arm around her? What did something happen that you feel like you did that she's like, later, dude?
No, I mean, like, even before when we met up like half an hour before, got some tea, just talked a little bit.
Oh.
It was great, you know? So
yeah.
When we went to the movie, and I just want to know, like, I don't even want a second date. I just want to know what happened and why she did that.
Yeah,
I mean, that was rude, and she never got back to me. Like, I was texting her, like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And
sure.
No response. I don't know what made me so repugnant that she had to rush out of the theater, like, in horror.
Wow, we've never had someone on the phone where they actually don't want that second date.
Oh, this could be fun, then.
All right, here we go. Well, we're going to actually give her a call, so get ready for this. It's Second Date Update with James and Bailey.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Bailey.
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
Hey, sweetie. This is Krista from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. We are calling you because you went out with the guy that you met in a study group. His name is James. You went out to a movie. Yes, honey.
Yeah.
You're on second date update.
Oh, my gosh. I went to the movies with James, and... It wasn't the best.
Yeah, it sounds
ever.
Like you left pretty abruptly there, spilled the popcorn everywhere, drove off without him. What happened?
Oh, gosh.
Come on, girl.
I have a really small bladder. That's just how it is. And I really had to pee. And our conversation was really great. And I, you know, didn't want to get up, and we were having such a good time and talking before the movie and eating popcorn,
I know what's happening here. Okay. Oh, honey. You peed yourself is what you're saying.
Didn't quite make it.
Basically, yeah. And so,
and
the thing is, it's happened before. It never happened on a date, and I just couldn't face him and go back in there and have, like, my jeans soaking wet. So
sure.
That was, yeah.
Oh, I totally understand. I like, honey, I remember when we all get our womanhood for the first time. That is never fun. And I was happening to be sporting white pants when that sucker happened. Believe me, I don't want anybody seeing me. So I kind of understand. Well, I understand this situation. But unfortunately, you kind of just like left him there, though, with no ride.
Yeah, no, like I had an emergency and I have to go, or like you should call your friend.
I mean, it was in the movie had already started, so it was like tough. I couldn't quite, you know, go back in there. And like, I got up kind of abruptly. I mean, like I shoved the popcorn on his lap. I was like, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. And so it was just really awkward. And I just felt awful. And I was like, I need to leave right now. I mean, And people were like, are you okay? Because they saw that I was kind of freaking out.
Right.
So.
Well, listen, James has been wondering all this time, sweetheart, why? And now he knows why. James, there you have it. She just unfortunately tinkled herself. I mean, it happens. Yeah. It happens.
That explains a lot, though. But
so embarrassing.
Yeah, I understand. I just wish you just, like, let me know. And just because you left and I was kind of, like, thrown off. And I was just wondering, like, you know, I mean, I understand. I mean, if you had to go.
Yeah, I get it. I should have texted you or something. I feel like, sorry. But
James,
I was really embarrassed. So there wasn't any rational thinking going on.
Mm-hmm. James, you were pretty mad before. Are you still angry at her now? Or are you like, it was like, okay, I understand. I'd do the same thing.
I mean, I don't do the same thing. But yeah, I understand.
Hey, I just give you kudos, Bailey, for even going out on the radio and saying that you peed yourself, because I mean that right there, honey, you should be awarded for that. But I mean, this happens. I mean, look at Brooke Burke. She's one of the hottest chicks on TV, and now she does Depend commercials. I mean, whatever. You do what you got to do. So I want to know, James, since you know that this was an embarrassing moment for her, she really freaked out and just left. Would you like to go out again? Would you change your mind now?
You know what? Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely down to meet again.
Aww.
You know, I mean, I that was like a one-time thing. And again, if something like that happens, just like let me know. Like I'm an understanding person. I'm not like
can you forgive him for pulling you on the radio and forcing you to admit to all of Madison that you peed your pants?
It's phenomenal, actually.
I mean, now everyone knows what happened.
Girl,
yeah, I mean, they know either way.
You're fine. I pee my pants whenever I feel like it, too.
You can just call the movie theater ahead and have them, like, lay down some plastic.
You're good. All right, well, I'm super excited. You guys are going to go out on a second date, so we are totally going to hook you up with another fun night together. Does that sound good?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe Star Wars. That's going to be a good
ending,
movie.
Star Wars. As long as there's no water effects in
it. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, no waterfalls.
That might trick her off a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, it happens.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
And now it's time for romantic messages right here on 93.1 Jams.
Hey, here's a picture of a fun meme. Check it out.
That's a picture of a isn't it?
No. I swear it isn't. You're gonna laugh when you open it.
Yeah, that's a risk I'm not going to take. I'm not opening it. LOL.
Come on, it's a fun meme. You know, it's a cat with a grumpy look on his face.
For some reason, I really don't trust you.
Ouch, you know, you're really hurting me right now.
Fine, but if I open that pic only to discover it's your I'm going to call you a gross. Are you prepared for that?
Sure, I swear it's not one, though.
Okay, here we go. You gross mother...
This might sound weird, but do you own stilettos?
Why, yes, I actually do.
Neat. Well, would you mind wearing them and then stepping on my bits?
Oh my god. Okay, f*** you. That made me spit out my coffee.
I'm actually being pretty serious right now. I'm not joking at all. It's always been a fantasy of mine to have a woman put on really, really sharp stilettos and just step all over my stuff.
Mm, so your fantasy is of a woman wearing stilettos and stepping all over your twig and berries. No offense, that's kind of f***ed up.
Gee, I'm sorry. I thought your profile said you were open-minded, quote. But you obviously have a problem.
Yes, I have a problem, says the guy who wants high heels on his b- I love it!
And that was our presentation of Romantic Messages on 93.1 Jams.
Action! Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
Yes, honey, it is time for some radio recasts. This is when we decide to pick a movie, and then we impersonate the people in that movie. And, of course, you have to try to guess it. And we're really bad at impersonating.
We are really bad at impressions, so I always pick who Krista is going to be playing. And, Krista, you always pick who I am going to be playing.
Yes, and today you are playing for a pair of lift passes to Tyro Basin, which we absolutely love because that's definitely the place to be for outside, you know, entertainment. So here we go, Aaron. This is who I decided to pick for you. Enjoy.
Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow
it. Okay, I'm the Grinch.
4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger.
Very good.
No one.
Oh, I can tell you're already a big fan of the Grinch.
Yeah, I used to watch this every year with my mother.
Oh, great. That means you're going to nail it, but I'll be excited for you. Okay, so this is who you have for me.
I speak for the trees. Let them grow. Let them grow. But nobody listens too much, don't you know?
Is that the Lorax?
Yeah, of course you're the Lorax. You're the old school Lorax.
I'm the old school Lorax. I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
I speak for the trees. Let them grow. Let them grow. But nobody listens too much, don't you know?
Don't you know?
So yeah, if you could like speak and only rhyme, that'd be cool
too. Yeah, what is he from, Wisconsin? Don't you know?
Probably.
Yeah, he's from like Superior. Okay, so here we go. When you, of course, hear what we have to say, you want to, of course, pick up the phone at 3210-931. So I'm going to play a little bit of a bed that helps you out. Here we go. All right, you want to be the first one or am I going
first?
I'll
go second.
You're going to go second? Okay. I came here to tell you one thing. Come race sometime tomorrow. I'm coming for you.
Do you know why I came to America, Mr. Bobby?
Healthcare systems, giant water parks, the same reason anyone comes to America.
I came here for you to beat me.
What are you talking about?
My husband, Gregory, and I only want to do what every other couple wants. To tame a Komodo dragon in Sri Lanka and teach them to perform Hamlet. But before I can do that...
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's so dumb.
Why is it dumb?
I don't know. It's dumb.
But before I can do that, I must be beaten by a driver who is truly better than me.
You saying you're going to lose me on purpose?
No.
No?
No, I will battle you with every entirety of my heart, and you will probably lose. But maybe, just maybe, you might challenge me. The Beatles needed the Rolling Stones. Even Diane Sawyer needed Katie Couric. You will be my Katie Couric.
Wow, I feel like I'm the Highlander, don't you know? All right, there we go. Very good. 3210931 to get you hooked up with a pair of lip passes to Tyro Basin. You simply have to name the movie. 93.1 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. How are you, love?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Yay, we good. Like that. Can you name that phenomenal movie that we just slaughtered?
It is
Talladega
Nights.
Woo!
Yes, it is.
Well, maybe we did better than I thought.
Apparently.
Congratulations.
All right. You are now hooked up with yourself for some Tyro Basin lift passes. So head up there this weekend. See you and a friend. Head up there. Do some skiing. Get some cocktails.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. Are you a snow bunny?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are. So, hold on. We'll get some information.
Yes.
Actually, before we actually have you, hold on. It's always a tradition that we ask who you thought was, I don't know, the worst at impersonating someone.
Yeah, so who is worse, me as the Grinch or Krista as the Lorax?
The Lorax, because the Grinch kind of sound like the French dude from Ricky, so...
From Ricky. Oh,
okay.
Totally different. Okay, here we go. I will promote the fact that we have...
How about that Friends with Benefits members need to use their points or lose their points?
So what do you need to do? You need to go onto madtowngems.com, click on the Friends with Benefits, because you're going to lose all your points. You're going to start at number one, I tell you, number one, once the new year is here.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.